It's time for the Giz Whiz with Maz and Madison writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2021, recorded Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. The worst of 2024. You waited all year, folks, for these episodes. We have the worst gadgets of 2024. Why would you even watch this episode? We don't know. Next on The Giz Whiz!
It's the Salem Show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for The Giz Whiz now.
Now!
I am the worst host. Here is the best host, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing great. We are ramping up.
Are you getting excited? You ramping up?
I am. I'm wrapping up. We are wrapping up 2024. Me and you both sent emails back and forth looking at our past gadgets, of best and worst of. And I am getting ready for CES 2025. I need to say that I have to start off the episode with saying we are so grateful to our supporters. They completely funded us between last episode and this episode. Everything has been booked. Hotels, flights, not monorail tickets yet. I'm still trying to decide if I need monorail tickets or a rental car makes more sense. Anyway, working on that next. But everything is working out perfectly, and it's been Dick's been sending me press releases. I've been booking stuff on the calendar. 3 RSVPs already. 2 breakfasts. It's going to be great. So CES will be a ton of coverage. Really looking
good. Yeah, if you go to those 3 nighttime events, you don't have to worry about dinners. So that part's good. Yeah.
It is true. They try to feed the press to get like a good Yelp review. They just throw in a little extra dessert, hoping that you give them 5 stars. So,
yeah, and they have boxed lunches, but those you have to be in line for that early.
Yes, yes. So, Michael or Michelle 270 is saying, try to see the giant sphere while you're in Vegas. Last time I was there, it was constructed. I did not get to go inside, but this year CES is doing their keynote from within the sphere. So I'm hoping to get to see that in the lobby. They have AI robots.
Dickie, oh my gosh.
Yeah, this might be, just seeing the sphere may be. I'm gonna just try to get everything I can for y'all. I'm gonna try to get as much footage as I can. I think it'll be
That'd be great.
A ton of fun for us giz wizards. So we're all gonna go to Vegas together. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah. Tell Josh to bring a lot of film.
We may need where we're going, we may need some editors, okay? There's going to be a lot of footage.
You may have to bring a second SD card.
We might even need to hit record. Okay.
Oh my god.
This is
oh
how serious it's getting, folks. So it'll be great. Well, we like to go back and look at 2024. We do this, one, because we covered a lot of stuff, and how can you watch all of it? And two, because we do need to pre-record some episodes while we're out at CES, so we like to look back and take a look at all of the weird gadgets that we covered. We start with the worst, and the next episode will be the best. So we like to end on a happy
note. And there are a couple that I'll explain as we go along that are on the worst list. Because of something bad, one thing bad about them, which if they would correct, they would be on the good list. So it's not like total crap and total buy this now.
Exactly.
But yeah. So.
Who knows? You may find a gem in here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to start off with the first of the worst.
Okay. The first of the worst.
The first of the worst. And this was a as seen on TV gadget. I had high hopes for this. Now, I should have known because the packaging was unique in that it was so old. We're looking at the Window Wiz. I thought with a name like Wiz, it's got to be pretty dumb. But you can see the dust on top of it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this was not so great. I have it here. The idea is that it would attach to the top of a spray bottle. You could spray the bottle, come into a surface, wipe it down with a nice microfiber cloth, which does come off, and then it even has a squeegee at the bottom, so that you would squeegee off the whatever I guess was left. I don't even know why you would need that if you have a microfiber. Here was our issue that I had with it. Not a single bottle that I had would fit into the molded plastic. We used a few. This is a Windex bottle cap. The next, we used Lysol. That did not work. I even used the thinnest one I had, which was wood cleaner. That one finally ended up working, but man, oh man, one of the most annoying products ever. Makes me realize why this was had so much dust on it at the store. Now, if you want to get one yourself, if this is your treasure, it's my trash, but it may be your treasure, they're still available on eBay for $15. Yeah. You could go. You could also go to the As Seen on TV store in Orlando, Florida, and they have a few of them there.
Or your local As Seen on TV store.
Exactly.
It turns out several people wrote in and said, well, wait a minute, I have one right by me.
I do like the spring loaded. It really gave me a lot of confidence that this would be pretty cool. But
I mean, the idea is kind of good.
I agree. And what's funny is I kept the packaging for so long because it was a relic. I think I have thrown it away. Honestly, this is going to get donated, I think, next. I think I'm excited for this episode because there's a few things around here that are getting thrown out. Okay, so, Dickie D, why don't you take the next gadget? Tell us a little bit about
this
one.
Okay, my gadget was the Yantoon sleep headphone white noise headband. And actually, do you have the photograph there? Oh, okay.
Here, I can because show on the
when you see, there you go. So I bought this pretty much sight unseen because I thought, oh my God, it doesn't make sense. But a sleep band with dancing disco lights on it, I got to have it. And I bought it, and then it turns out there are none, and then I think we talked in the chat room, and then we all came to realize it was a way that they were showing music coming out of the headband.
The beats were so powerful, they create light, is what they're implying.
But then there are three buttons, and each button has five functions.
Ugh.
All right.
Ugh.
So it's like quick press, quick double press, long press for each of the buttons. And then there were five things. So there's 15 things you have to remember if you want to use this. And it had some music in it and white noise, but in no particular order. So it was stupid. It actually...
Diggity, I don't know what you are talking about. If you want to turn the device on, you press and hold for 3 to 5 seconds. But if you need a previous song, then you short press. But if you want the volume down, then you long press on the negative. And if you want the next song on the positive, you do a short press. And then the long press on the positive will do the volume up. I mean, this is elementary.
You can't see the top of your
head the entire time. So who knows if you're clicking the plus or the minus.
Oh, yes, exactly. Exactly. The buttons feel the same.
This is pretty dumb.
But now it's dumb for cheaper because the one I bought is no longer available. And it says, we don't know when we'll get it in again. But down at the bottom of the page said, you might be interested in this. And it's the same thing that I had bought. Oh, and there it is as the music cozy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, avoid. You did not have fun with that. You know what's something I didn't have fun with? Moving on here.
Oh, that sounded like it was going to be such a cute thing.
This. I forgot what the theme was. I forgot why I had these. But this is the eyeball clock. Now, it was cute. The idea is that one eye is the hours and one eye is the minutes. And so, and one moves in the hour, so it'll go around once an hour. The other one will go around every 12 hours. So by looking at the eyeballs, you could tell what time it is. That was the idea. Here's the issue. The manufacturer switched the eyes, okay? I'm looking at this way. You would think hours, minutes.
Yeah.
No. Minutes, hours, okay? Now, you can fix this by turning it upside down, and that'll work, because now this becomes hours.
Vaguely, what time is that?
Well, okay, so here's the other issue. I mean, vague, what time is it? I mean, a six, that's nine. That's the other thing, is there's no markings. I mean, no, thank you.
And does it have a stopwatch feature?
No. It says it has an alarm, but I think they are lying on the Amazon page. The other issue is it is badly made. See these eyeballs? You kind of push them once and they
just
pop out. They're barely hanging on there. It is also weirdly one of the loudest clicking clocks. Like this thing. Do you hear that?
I don't.
Well,
my hearing's not great.
And it is annoying.
Oh, now I hear it.
Yeah, that. Yeah. It is annoying. This is I'm excited to throw this out because of how loud it is in this room. Here it is, $15. I don't know how it got this good of ratings, but as you can see, the hours and the minutes. So this would be 3:15. There you go, 10:30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's not the most accurate way to tell time.
Not at all. I hate it. I absolutely hate this product. I would not recommend it. I'm taking the batteries out so that I can keep these AA batteries.
Oh, okay.
The batteries are worth more than the gadget. So there you go. That was the rotating eye clock. Not a fan. Okay, Dickie D. Back up to you.
Okay, Air Up. So maybe just show a little bit of the video so people can see what Air Up looks like. I'll tell you. All right, so that's Air Up. And the object here is for people who like to drink a lot of water, but wishes that it doesn't taste like water. So if you add a flavoring to it, you may be adding calories or sugar or both. So the object here is, she's going to show us one now. You buy these little pods. There it is, okay? The pod slips over the cap that you sip from. When you push down on it, the flavoring is off. When you pull up on it, the flavoring is on. Now, physically, the water is not touching the pod, but the lady said 70 to 80% of what you taste comes through the smell, the odor. So these pods make you think you're drinking flavored water. And they gave me one in some pods, and it does work. And I thought, this is really great. How much is it? And it was, I don't know the current price. It was $60.
For Air.
$60. I think it came with two pods, but I believe the pods are like $5 each.
Here is their current Amazon. This is a starter pack with three pods. It's $44.
Yeah, $45, right? $44.99.
Yeah, I see this circle.
Is this a knockoff?
It's not quite a knockoff. What's funny is I see them in Walmart. Okay. Where I'm going to rotate back to them in just a second. Let's stick with. Look at this. Air up, air up. These three are air up.
$70.
$70. So remember, you're drinking water, and now how long does a pod last? One of the audio. The smelly pods.
I think the pod lasts like 32 quarts.
Okay. Yeah, so, this makes absolutely no sense to me at all because.
If it was like $15, I'd put it on the good list.
Yeah.
But it just seems.
How much weight have you lost? Just consuming water, Dickie. Yeah, I don't really like. Okay, so this is this product, right? You are getting a pod that smells good, that does not flavor anything, and it is just water, versus this, which is one of these devices that you add the flavor in, and it will add a bit of flavor as you drink it. So you are drinking.
Okay.
You are drinking vitamins, things like that. So you actually
now,
do
are
get,
you buying their flavoring, or you could put anything in it?
You buy their flavoring. So this, like, one is a 12-ounce pod. But see, this is $20, and you get, look, one pod equals 6 cups, or 6 of these. So that's 12 uses for $20.
Yeah.
It's also 0 calories, 0 sugar, add flavor. It is not just water. To me, the smell product just does not make sense. I'm not going to spend that much money to smell something.
Yes. No.
So.
Yeah. We'll see in a year if they're still around or not.
I am curious to see if there's a market for this, but to me, there is no market. No market. Okay, let's talk about a product that was so embarrassing to Walmart that they took it off their website. Pretty sure. I don't know if they actually took it off their website on purpose, but this is it. The Mr. Jack-O-Lantern was probably my least favorite of my Halloween gadgets. I was excited because it is USB. Oh my gosh, let me turn this down. USB-C, projector pumpkin. It was not cheap, okay? I wish I could remember how much it costs, but I can't. But this is all it does. This is the animation. I've seen way better animations online, and that's what I was kind of hoping for.
But the music was in it, though, right?
The music is in it, and it will not turn off. Still going. Still making music right now. I just dislike it so much. Here it is on Walmart. They have taken the store page down, so I can't find it archived anywhere.
Do you know where it is on my website? Because I usually put Chad paid.
Yeah, let me see if I can find
it. Chad paid so much for this.
Yeah, here it is. Chad's Crappy Corner. $30.
$30.
Bah! Oh my gosh, my cat is trying to get rid of it. Please don't knock it off the table. You can just imagine, though, I would not want this making sounds all the time.
Yeah.
Waffles likes it. She's about to knock it off. So there you go. I hope that this is a once-only product that they don't ever bring back. It was very expensive. I saw other products like it. It doesn't even look good. It has seams all over
the place.
Oh,
it's not a real pumpkin?
It's not a real pumpkin, Dickie D. Look at it.
I'm shocked.
Look.
I'm shocked.
Look, you can see where they drilled holes in it. There's seams everywhere. I hate it. I hate it so much. Time to turn you off. There you go. Go away. Dickie D, you are next. What is your gadget?
Okay, my gadget, again, the principle is probably great. And It's the execution I have a little bit of problem with. Actually, everybody I show it to goes, are you kidding me? They are the Neoism anti-motion sickness glasses, and they do look a little bit weird. So the object is, I don't even know if you can see it on camera. There's fluid on in these little tubes, and the object is, as you turn, the fluid stays straight so that it will not, you will not get seasick. Now, the thing is, a lot of people online said they really work.
I've heard the same thing. TikTok is where I saw these first, and people who have really bad motion sickness claim that it works.
Anyway, yeah. Sorry to interrupt. I mean, the thing is, in the back of a car, you're fine, but if you get motion sickness on a bus, I mean, you have to not mind people staring at you for the entire trip. And to tell you the truth, I can't see out. Maybe my peripheral vision is bad, but they also have those things on the side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe someone should. Well, the thing is, if this was nicely designed and sold as a sort of medical device, it'd be $100.
Right.
I paid $10, and now they are $7.75.
Look at that. Can you choose the color of liquid? No, you can't.
I don't think you can, but you get it comes with a very nice case.
Carrying case. Look at that.
Yeah.
Starry, starry night would be what I choose.
Oh, well, yeah. Go to the review. How many reviews?
700.
Yeah, well, not great reviews, but 3.9 is not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would definitely try. Oh, I didn't even think about a cruise ship.
Oh, on a, you know what? To tell you the truth, now that I saw that picture of that.
Yeah.
I would have two pairs of these if I still had a boat on my boat.
Yeah.
For people who said, oh, I'm prone to seasickness. I would say before we leave the dock, put these on.
Yeah, definitely.
They may prevent seasickness. And we'll get a chance to giggle at you for the entire voyage.
I like Web19722 says, hey, how you doing, six eyes?
Oh, that's very, very funny.
What's you looking at? The horizon, six eyes?
Pac says there's a dog wearing them in one of the pictures, maybe.
The idea, I mean, as someone who has dealt with motion sickness, I would absolutely give it a try because those long drives, I'm especially reading books, anything in front of me, oh my gosh, I get so nauseous.
You read books while you drive?
No, I don't. I don't, but if I was a passenger, I would.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If I was a passenger.
I was going to say, remind me not to go anywhere with you in the car.
Autopilot is quite impressive, Dickie D, but it's not that impressive.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would do it amongst friends. I don't think I would be pulling these out in an airplane, but definitely to keep the horizon level in my peripheral. I think I would try it. I'm glad they're cheap.
Yeah, under $8. What do you have to lose?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, next, let's go to the toilets because I got some TP problems. Earlier, I showed off a gadget that would help you store toilet paper. Here it is. This is the toilet paper hanger. I still have this. I had high hopes. Wanted to, you know, hang some toilet paper off the side of my toilet bowl right there. And I thought this would work. Here's the issue, is that the way gravity works and the way they made this thing, it does not hang well at all. You can kind of see that no matter how I would arrange this thing, there was really no way to get it to actually kind of commit to sitting there on the toilet. I still have this thing. Don't like it. This one was from Target. It's a very crappy corner, and so I felt like I needed a crappy gadget from the crappy corner. Still sold. Here it is, $12. I think that the $7 glasses would be better than these. So yeah, not a big fan of the toilet roll holder for the side of the loo. Okay, Dickie D, what do you got for us?
Oh my God, we'll need the photo from Amazon. So now that you have your anti-motion sickness glasses, you want to be comfortable on the airplane because you know you're not going to get airsick.
Right.
So you need the inflatable travel pillow.
Oh my
gosh. First of all, I don't know what it's made of. It feels like some sort of rough canvas. It's terrible to the touch. But you're supposed to inflate this, which they say is easy, not easy. Then you sit it in your lap. Oh, you see, you put your arms through it and you put your head in it.
Oh, yeah.
It is so uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's not available anymore.
Oh no. Well, you know, I'm going to put one on eBay for $100.
Yeah.
Now that you can't get it. It is really awful.
Yeah, it looks awful. It doesn't look fun at all. My first impression was this was another toilet product. The first time I ever saw it. And you inflated it and tried it, but boy, oh boy. Now, I also love that it's the Digi. I don't know why, just the name of it. It just seems...
Yes, exactly. Why is Digi in there?
I don't know. Digimon, digital monsters is what it, the Digi is kind of giving. Here, I mean, I feel like this is the same type of material that they make inflatable beds out of, which really requires some sheets.
Yeah, and even the head where the hole where your head goes, there's no little piping around it or anything. It's like they just cut a hole in the fabric.
If you're wondering what that big bulbous thing off the edge of it, that is a pump. They give you a tiny little pump on the edge of it, and you have to press it to pump it up. It's starting to inflate, says the...
And then did I pump it all the way? I thought I went and got my electric.
Yeah, let's try this.
Pump. Midnight. Can you see this? Poor guy says, oh my God, it's inflated. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the captain. We're landing in L.A. now. Please put all travel pillows away.
I started pumping it in Newark, and it's... Flight. We just landed in L.A., and it's
That's
not...
ridiculous. As I said, it would be...
You can see how great you're going to look on an airplane.
Yeah, that looks just as comfortable as a porta-potty, Diggy D.
If you weren't embarrassed to use this... There's enough room here. You could put your phone in here. You could put snacks in here.
Munching on some Cheetos.
And in your head. But you really have to get this firmer than it is.
That is so funny.
I did get my electric pump out.
You did.
Not my battery operated pump.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What a pain. Could you imagine pulling that out in the middle of an airplane? If you wouldn't mind. I'm sorry, sir, but there are no rechargeable batteries on the plane.
Oh my God. And then you're sitting on the aisle and everybody wants to keep going past you. You have to take a window seat if you're going to use that.
Now, keeping with the sleeping theme, there was another sleep alternative that we saw this year, and I had high hopes for it. Here it is. This was the travel pillow alternative.
Oh my God.
Stops head bobbing. It looks like a sleep mask with a gigantic strap that goes around your seat. I decided to take a train to test it out. Here it is, the seat sleeper. The good news is that they did give you enough elastic to go completely around the seat behind me, and it was a large one. I had, a train seat to be in. So as you can see, I mean, just absolutely big, big headrest. But I ended up not getting a wink of sleep on this thing here. Let's turn this up.
Oh no, your head can still fall forward. Was the strap adjustable?
Slightly, yes. I could make it a bit tighter. Anyway, so the seat sleeper, I ended up not really using that often.
Oh my god!
Here it is on Amazon.
$23.
Yeah, $23. There's even another way to use it.
Oh my god, is your mouth?
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Some okay ratings, 4 stars. But there you go. That is the seat sleeper. Oh, it doesn't even have that brand anymore. Well, when I got it, it was called the seat sleeper. There we are. And that is the worst gadgets of 2024. Any honorable mentions that we need to mention? I actually have some here. You remember the Ruby holding hands? These I kept around because they're dumb as well. They are these magnetized...
Oh, yes!
They are magnetized cord holders, but their magnets weren't really strong enough to really grab onto anything. Another one from the As Seen on TV was the HD Vision Visor. You had mentioned this
one.
Oh,
yes.
I don't think I still have this product, but I do have the box, so it was one of the reasons. But yeah, this was a tiny little window of sunglasses material that
and,
was.
And didn't it happen that you could find no way to click it to the visor?
Yeah.
Or did it keep making the visor fall down?
It was so big that it would make the visor not quite work, and the clip. I had to flip the visor in such a way so that the massive plastic clip would clip on to the sun visor. And I mean, it was just the worst. I mean, it was just absolutely a horrible, horrible gadget. Okay, well, next week we will be back with the best of for 2024. I want to say a huge thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for your continued support of our show. You guys support us every single episode. So thank you so, so, so much. Humongous thank you. Next week we will be at CES. So thank you to everyone who supported us with the CES fundraiser. I just absolutely incredible that we got completely funded. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And we have to show the new.
The new?
What the heck is it?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay, so last month is over, so we get to see what the heck was it and what the heck is it. So here we are, Diggy D. Okay. I'm going to click. Scroll, 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 scroll. Okay, here it is. That. Oh my gosh.
Okay. What is this? Now, no one got it right.
No one got it
no
right.
One. Now we gave. Yeah, do you have any idea what it is for real?
I mean, it looks like a AC plug, like from a car. It looks like a or. No, I really don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. So go on up. It is a.
A a sandwich maker, a sandwich cutter.
It's a sandwich cutter, but it seals the edges. So if you're filling it like with jelly or something that you don't want to spill out, I did not try it. But when you press it down, you put a slice of bread in, filling on top, another slice of bread. Then you push it down and it cuts the crust off the bread, makes the bread in a round circle. But then those little pins pinch the bread together. So you have kind of a sealed sandwich.
Have you ever had an Uncrustable, Dickie D?
No. Is that a product?
Yes. Here, let me. This is something you probably didn't grow up with, but I did. These are.
It's not a gadget. It's an actual product.
This is a product. So this is sold in the freezer section. And the idea is that if you don't want to make a sandwich in the morning, you can buy these, throw them into your kid's lunchbox, and by the time lunch rolls around, it's thawed. It's completely thawed. And it's a non-crusted sandwich.
Well, you know what? It almost looks like they used that machine to make it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. How interesting.
Caesar calls it PB and... peanut butter and jelly ravioli is what he calls it.
Oh, that's really so funny. That's so funny.
But yeah, so look, here's a DIY Uncrustable.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, this is a product that lots of people had growing up. So this is like the homemade version to make your own Uncrustable. Oh my gosh.
Well, the thing is, almost. There were the most answers were something to do with a bear.
Yes.
To the little
it
little
looks like a bear.
Yeah. We have. Kevin the One-Eyed Minion. You know what the minions look like?
Yes.
Like
from the Minions
diving
movie.
Helmet for Minions. Fozzie Bear Halloween mask for Minions. That was Becky. This is. So bizarre. A classical bear singing an opera dramatic finale because it looked like a bear with the mouth wide open.
Yeah.
Portable black hole with cute bear ears. Gus also sent in a funny one. It's the last image seen by a slow running hiker before being eaten by a hungry bear. Ian... had the teddy bear eyes. You push the button, put your picture in the center. It makes you into a teddy bear.
Oh, nice. Like an ornament.
Yes, yes. And then there were a lot of helmet answers. Space helmet for Winnie the Pooh. Mickey Mouse's, because of the ears.
Yes.
Mickey Mouse's old diving helmet. A helmet for Kenny from South Park, which it does look like.
Yep.
And then Caesar sent in Stargate for fleas. And then Dan sent in a golden-hued trophy. It had an L on the bottom. Somehow,
oh yeah,
I don't know how that got there.
Oh yeah, L.
But it's for the losers at the Golden Globes. So, and you're getting the current issue of Mad Magazine, which is that February issue.
Artificially unintelligent.
Oh yes, and now there's a new.
Dun dun dun! And, oh my gosh.
Playing for the March-April issue just went up yesterday.
The heck is this?
What
I'm remembering that Stargate comment. This kind of looks like a Stargate for frogs. A little bit. I hate to give it away so early, Dickie D.
Oh, no, you know it. You're so good at this.
I know. You're going to have to ban me. I'm going to get another Mad Magazine. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. Dickie D's has 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. If you know what this is, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. Another humongous thank you to all of our supporters. Check the show out live just about every Thursday. The schedule will be updated on our website if we are not live. Gizwiz.tv is the place to do it. And we'll be back next week with the best of. And see you then.
Bye.